Welcome to the Deep Dive.
You know that frustrating feeling when you're having a really good conversation with an AI? Maybe you're debugging code or drafting a long email, researching something complex. And then just a few minutes in, it completely forgets what you were talking about. Like, poof, gone.
Yeah, the goldfish memory problem.
Exactly. Well, that particular frustration might just be becoming a thing of the past.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into Claude Sonnet 4's brand new, and frankly kind of mind-boggling, 1 million token context window.
It is a big
It
number.
really is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this, because this isn't just, a bigger number on a spec sheet. It fundamentally changes what AI can do and how you can actually use it.
What's fascinating here is really getting what a context window even is. You can think of it as the AI's working memory, right?
Okay.
It's the amount of information it can actively process and sort of hold on to in a single session.
Got it.
And when we talk about tokens, you can picture them as little chunks of words or even characters. So a 1 million token context window, it's like giving the AI the ability to read, I don't know, an entire novel. Or
Wow.
maybe a small library of documents and keep every single detail right there, active for the whole conversation.
Okay, so that's the scale we're talking about.
Exactly. And this upgrade for Claude Sonnet 4 isn't just a bit bigger, it's a fivefold increase. It's quintupling its previous capability.
Five times.
Yeah. And that immediately puts it right up there as a really strong competitor to, say, Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro, which has kind of been leading the pack on context size.
So for you, the listener, thinking practically, this impact is just immense. It means no more constantly reminding the AI, hey, remember what we talked about 5 minutes ago?
Right, that whole loop is gone.
With 1 million tokens, Claude Sonnet 4 can keep that coherent understanding across just incredible scales. We're talking like more than 75,000 lines of code in one go.
Think about that, a whole code base.
That's a serious project. Or imagine feeding it hundreds of documents, literally, and having it process them all simultaneously within one session. It's like giving your AI assistant this perfect photographic memory for your entire project.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the kind of use cases this unlocks, well, they were honestly out of reach before.
Like what?
Well, for developers, it means comprehensive code analysis like we've really never seen. You can now load entire code bases, I mean the whole thing, dependencies, documentation, everything,
All at once.
all at once into a single session for really deep analysis, finding bugs, getting sophisticated help with development. Just think about the hidden connections or potential issues an AI could spot when it sees the entire picture, not just snippets.
Wow, 75,000 lines of code. I mean, as someone who spent hours just trying to debug a few hundred lines, that number alone is staggering. What does that actually mean for a developer's day-to-day work? Less time digging through files.
Precisely. It shifts that whole burden of managing context, remembering where everything is from the developer over to the AI.
Hey.
And it's not just code. For anyone dealing with loads of text researchers, lawyers, business analysts, this enhanced document processing means you can work with hundreds of documents at the same time. This isn't just about faster research, though. Imagine an AI identifying subtle legal precedents across thousands of pages of case files that, no single human could reasonably juggle in their head simultaneously.
Like finding patterns you'd otherwise miss.
Exactly. Or spotting maybe a dangerous pattern hidden deep within a sprawling code base that was just invisible before. It's about finding those hidden connections, uncovering new intelligence that was, well, locked away.
That really does change the game for deep analysis.
It does. And maybe, just maybe, the most significant thing here is how it enables truly sophisticated AI agents.
Agents, how so?
Well, these agents can now maintain that coherent understanding across potentially hundreds of tool calls. Maybe they're pulling data from different APIs, talking to various software programs, navigating really complex workflows.
Without forgetting the goal halfway through.
Exactly. This gets us so much closer to having genuinely persistent, contextually aware AI assistants, the kind that don't just lose track when faced with complex, multi-step processes.
Okay, this sounds incredibly powerful, truly transformative. So the big question for a lot of us listening is probably, all right, when can I actually get my hands on this? How's Anthropic rolling it out? Is it like available for everyone right now?
Not quite yet for everyone. It's being rolled out in stages.
Okay.
So right now, this enhanced context, the 1 million tokens, it's exclusive to API users, and specifically those with what they call tier 4 access and custom rate limits.
So, big enterprise users, developers building major apps.
Pretty much. These are the folks building really cutting-edge AI applications, and it lets Anthropic sort of monitor and fine-tune the feature under heavy load. They have said, though, that broader availability will expand over the coming weeks.
Weeks, not months. That's good.
And you can also access it live right now through cloud platforms like Amazon Bedrock. That's AWS's service for foundation models.
Right.
And Google Cloud's Vertex AI integration is planned for the near future as well. So while it's not immediately in like your everyday chat app on your phone,
gotcha,
it's definitely making its way onto the platforms where these big AI solutions get built.
And what about us regular folks? The mobile app, the web interface?
Yeah, Anthropic has confirmed that Claude's mobile and web apps will eventually get the 1 million token limit. They just haven't given a specific timeline yet.
Okay.
And this staged approach, it makes sense, right? It's crucial for them to watch the performance, figure out the resource allocation, make sure everything's stable before they open the floodgates to, well, everyone.
Makes sense. Now, with such immense power, you always wonder about the trade-offs. Are there practical considerations? Limitations, maybe. Like, is this 1 million token window available across all of Claude's models?
Yeah, this raises an important question, actually, about those trade-offs. So the 1 million token context window is exclusively available for Claude Sonnet 4.
Only Sonnet 4.
Only Sonnet 4. It is not available for their more powerful Opus 4.1 model.
Ah, okay. Why is that?
Well, you can think of Claude Sonnet as their sort of versatile, efficient workhorse model. It's highly capable. Opus, on the other hand, is their absolute top-tier best reasoning model.
A really smart one.
The really smart one, yeah. But it's also more computationally expensive. So the fact that this huge context window is on Sonnet, not Opus, tells you something about where Anthropic sees the immediate scalable value. Opus 4.1 needs more resources. It costs more to run, basically.
Okay, so it's a cost and resource thing for Opus.
Exactly. Even though Opus offers, you know, truly exceptional reasoning. Now, about pricing for Sonnet's huge context. Anthropic has a tiered pricing model. It adjusts if your prompt goes over 200,000 tokens.
Right.
But importantly, they've also introduced something called prompt caching.
Prompt caching? What's that?
It's pretty clever. It basically recognizes if you're sending repeated or very similar chunks of information in your prompts over time.
Ah. So it doesn't have to reprocess the same stuff again and again.
Precisely. It avoids that unnecessary reprocessing. And this isn't just about saving a few pennies here and there on an API call. It's what could make those complex, iterative, enterprise-scale AI workflows actually financially viable when you're dealing with massive context repeatedly. It significantly cuts down both the cost and the latency.
So they're thinking not just about the capability, but how to make it genuinely usable and affordable at scale. That's smart.
Very strategic.
Okay, so how does this move really shake up the competitive landscape in the AI world? I mean, putting Sonnet 4 head-to-head with Gemini 2.5 Pro feels like a pretty big statement.
Oh, it absolutely is a big statement. This upgrade, this substantial boost, undeniably positions Claude Sonnet 4 right in the ring with Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro.
Which has kind of held that crown for context window size for a bit.
Exactly. So this shows Anthropic's clear commitment, not just to keep up, but to maintain competitive parity and really push the boundaries in this, you know, incredibly fast-moving AI assistant market.
And who does this appeal to most, do you think?
Well, these enhanced capabilities could be genuinely decisive for enterprise customers. Anyone who needs extensive document processing, really deep code analysis, or those complex multi-step reasoning tasks where maintaining context over long interactions is absolutely critical.
So the business is needing that persistent intelligence.
Right. It's not just about competing on numbers. It's about enabling these real-world business and development applications that demand a truly intelligent, persistent partner that doesn't, well, forget things.
So what does this all mean, wrapping things up a bit? This 1 million token context window for Claude Sonnet 4, it really isn't just some incremental improvement, is it?
No, not at all.
It feels like a fundamental shift in how AI can understand and interact with information. We're moving beyond just, you know, simple questions and answers.
It's going to turn queries,
to true long-form understanding and interaction. It makes AI potentially a much more powerful, much more reliable partner for complex, multifaceted tasks. It's like the AI just got, I don't know, a supersized brain upgrade and a perfect memory to go with it.
That's a good way to put it. And maybe here's a thought to leave you with. Considering that an AI can now effectively process an entire book, or maybe a full legal brief, or even a complete software code base, all in a single interaction, what kind of really ambitious large-scale problems that were maybe unthinkable before might you now consider tackling with AI? This fundamental shift in AI's memory capacity, it genuinely redefines what's possible for those complex, persistent tasks. It could unlock entirely new kinds of solutions we haven't even imagined yet.
That's a fantastic thought to leave everyone with. We hope this deep dive has sparked some new ideas, maybe got you thinking about how this kind of enhanced AI understanding could transform your own work, your research, or just your interests.
Thanks so much for joining us.